Thank you for tuning into the Hub Show, presented by BDE Creative and Legit Media.
Trade show displays, step and repeat backdrops, pull up banner stands, table throws, all your large printing needs. ExpoNetUSA.com, 301-378-9363. Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
Out in the West Texas town.
Let her in love with a Mexican girl.
Podcasting and broadcasting about everything and nothing. From the center of the universe, Hagerstown, Maryland, it's Hub City's own The Hub Show.
All right, Rant and Ray, The Hub Show. We are back, The Hub Show podcast from Hub City, top of the world, Hagerstown, Maryland. I'm here again with Shay, as it is.
That's right. Hello.
Hey, Shay. And then I got Chris Canfield's back. Yep.
What's
you
up?
You just off the road from a six-hour drive?
Yes.
Six-hour drive.
Six-hour
you
drive.
You came here pissing and moaning about what?
Cruise control.
Cruise control.
Right. It's going to blow up my vehicle. My vehicle's going to catch on fire.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be like a Ricky Bobby incident. I'm going to be out in the middle of the highway just screaming, running.
You and the baby Jesus.
Yeah, yeah. Truck's going to be blown up.
Okay.
Yeah.
But you made
I don't know what the hell's
here.
Going on with cruise control.
Yeah, you look like you went.
Right?
You've been out for 6 hours.
I like
hours.
To say, you know, when you're driving for 6 hours,
mm-hmm.
you know, sometimes your butt starts to hurt. So you need to put a leg up under it or sit Indian style or something
while
like that.
Driving.
You hit
cruise control.
And then you just let it roll. You let it drift. You don't fall asleep, but you lay back in the seat, you know, put your head back, kind of like look at the sky, play with a Rubik's Cube.
I got all kinds of toys in the truck and stuff like that,
you know.
Because it's a one straight shot.
I got like a little.
I think you're doing something dangerous.
I got a little Superman figure and a little Green Hornet. And I set them in the air conditioner vents and watch their capes flutter in the air conditioner vents.
That means your eyes
I got a fidget spinner and a Rubik's Cube.
I put
on cruise control so
sitting,
I can play with this
while
stuff.
While you're sitting Indian style?
Yeah.
Or, excuse me, crisscross applesauce.
Crisscross applesauce.
2018.
Right.
Be careful
with that. Hey, Shay should have been on that one.
Oh.
No.
So anyways.
See? Old school, man.
So anyways, you're going down the interstate.
I don't even know what that is.
You're going down the interstate.
I know Indian style, but I don't have
a. Oh, they changed that years ago. Now it's crisscross applesauce. You can't say Indian style.
Yeah.
You know why. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I tell you.
Maybe Texas has
caught
up to that one.
It's like the Eskimo Inuit thing. You can't say Eskimo anymore. You know that, right?
No, didn't know that.
Oh, man. We know more about HR than the HR lady.
I'll tell you what.
I still say Eskimo.
You need to tighten up.
Oh, man.
I know.
That's,
I'm
that's
all
offensive.
Outdated.
You know?
Tell you what.
They don't like that when you call them Eskimos.
Well, I don't like
Wait, what are you supposed to call them?
Inuits.
Inuits? That's,
Inuits.
That's the,
yeah.
the real term for
that's
Eskimo?
That's the real term.
I'm going to look that up. I'm going to look that up yeah. really, really quick.
Okay. Don't ask me to spell it.
That's what I'm going to say. I'm going to see how you really pronounce
like,
that.
Like Google spell it for you.
There you go.
You need Google to pronounce it. But I'm going to be concerned about you driving and you sitting crisscross applesauce.
First of
yeah.
all.
Yeah.
While you
Well, you sit in the car for 6 hours.
So what happens if you have the brake, man?
Huh?
Huh?
So what?
What happens if you have the brake? And you're sitting on your legs.
You only do it when there's no vehicle. I was in Romney, West Virginia. There's nobody lives there. There's nobody out there.
I take that back. I hired a lot of people from Romney. Shout out to the Romney people.
Do they all drive crisscross applesauce? Is it that bad out there?
I'm not going to even say that.
Is it that rural?
I swear I drove 30 miles and did not pass another vehicle.
I'm sure you did.
And you put it on cruise control, right? And you put it on cruise control, and then you don't pay attention to what's going on. And then the next thing you know, your car just acts like it's going to blow up because you're going up a little hill.
And what year is
your vehicle? You're just going up a little hill, and it jumps from like 1,000 RPM to 6,000. It's like, boom!
What year is your truck?
And then you got to hurry up and
smack the brake.
He
don't want
to
answer that. It's an old vehicle.
He's still in the car mentally.
It's 2006.
That's old, huh?
How old do you think the vehicle is?
You said 2006?
That's not an old vehicle.
Well, it is.
You know, I was born in 1981. People don't call me old.
Well, you're getting there, dude. You're right behind me, man.
We're in the 70s
babies, man. So it's coming, dude.
I'm like, you'll feel it.
We still think we're young, too.
That's right. I feel young.
That's it. It'll start counting backwards in a couple of years, man.
But Shelly here, she's got some fancy.
That's right. We got Shelly McIntyre in the house.
Shelly back.
New council member here in Hagerstown.
All right.
Yeah, Shelly.
Representing the hub.
Yeah, she was sworn in last month. Less than a month ago.
Yes.
What day was it? December what?
December 19th.
I hope you remember that.
Oh, all right. Was it a, how was that experience when you went to
wait,
get sworn
you beat
in?
Out how many finalists? Was it nine?
Well, there
initially, was like initially it was 22, but it came down to like
eight.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Look at you.
They got right? They all got voted off the island. Were they not able to pass the test?
I really am still shocked over it. I don't think it sunk in.
Some of them couldn't climb the rope.
It's very it's flattering and humbling all at the same time. It's been a whirlwind.
In just 3 weeks, right?
In just 3 weeks. And we haven't been in any meetings.
How many sessions have you been in since the 19th?
Cutting ribbons.
Two.
Because of Christmas and all that, right?
We had an executive session, I guess whenever we decided to do the next appointment. And then we had today, of course, we had a work session.
Yeah, I said before we came on here, I was watching that today, just trying to get a little up to speed on what you're going through, what's going on. I tuned out after about 5 minutes.
I have a lot,
I hope you didn't.
I have a lot to catch up on. It's a lot, right. for any new job.
Sure.
I saw you out there with the big scissors, just, right. Hey, look at me,
that
I'm fancy.
That part, I was like, I got the big
scissors. Oh, yeah. Just smiling. Mm-hmm.
Who sells the big scissors? Where do you buy big scissors and big ribbon?
That was the Chamber of Commerce. So the Chamber of Commerce, it was in a big, would look like a backgammon set. And I asked, I was like, are we playing backgammon? And he said, no, these are the big scissors.
So there's a big scissor manufacturer.
There's a big scissor.
Big scissor.
And it's got a case and everything.
That's interesting.
Yes.
How about that? Are they colored or coated or something? Are they gold? Gold plated?
I was so nervous about how to hold, where to hold the ribbon and what am I supposed to do? Yeah. That I don't think you got to run
with the blade in the hand.
No, I did not do the cutting.
So you were worried about that.
I didn't know what to do.
Red ribbon, red fingers, all over the place.
There's not a lot of support, but you're basically on your own. If I ask the question, they'll gladly answer, but there's not a rule book.
Well, how was it when you got sworn in? Tell me about that. Were you nervous?
When it came down to the last bunch of you,
Well, the interview itself was extremely intimidating. Mm-hmm. So you're sitting there and there's all these microphones and
I watched Paul Fry's interview, the president of the chamber. I watched him on Facebook going, wow, he's getting grilled.
It's very intimidating.
I saw that one video where you were up there and I was like, is that Shelly? What is Shelly doing there? Shelly, get out of there. Don't go there, Shelly. What are you doing?
I can remember that day when I was getting ready. I'm like, what am I doing? The day I did get sworn in order to answer your question, I had a problem with the microphone because of the dress I was wearing, and they had to figure out where the microphone was going. And I'm thinking, is this what celebrities go through? Because this is weird.
They do.
So I get up to, I get sworn in, which was my husband couldn't see because he didn't have his glasses and he didn't know where the pin was going. It was just ticklish. And then I have a coughing fit. And so
it's Murphy's Law, right?
So I'm having a coughing fit and the sweet city clerk, comes up and gives me a cough drop thing. And then it comes into public comment. And a gentleman who gets up and says, what he didn't agree with, something that I had said. And
already, huh?
It was
just starting
and I'm just
in.
Oh my goodness, I didn't know what to say. So I'm shaking, I'm trying to pour my water, and I'm coughing, and it was intense.
Do you think he didn't agree with you just to play along with the part?
No, I think that he absolutely didn't agree with me.
Or do you think he really didn't agree?
Shelly, so down to brass tacks, what is it he didn't agree with? Because I read after you got voted in, sworn in, whatever it was, I read, your stance on things somewhat. I read what you want to do here in Hagerstown, which most of us sitting here in this room want to do the same thing. That's why we're sitting in this building we're in right now on South Potomac Street. You want to make things better here in Hagerstown, especially downtown. What's this thing this guy didn't agree with?
So in the interview, again, it was the biggest interview of my life. Mm-hmm. I was pretty nervous.
Microscope,
it was very intimidating. And I made mention of an idea that I thought that social services, and I combined social services with the public defender's office, and it was misconstrued that I was racist or that I was judgmental or that I was
what is like, it nowadays?
You know, that I right. thought that everyone yeah. going to social services was you know, right. undeserving or something. And that's not what I meant at all.
Right.
And again, in that kind of pressure in that interview was scary, to, mm-hmm. you know, for
Isn't
lack
that
of a
crazy?
Better word.
Even in a little, in this little town of Hagerstown, that
yeah,
that's playing yes. on everything.
Those delicate yes. sensibilities.
It's playing
well,
on
I
everything
think,
in
well,
2017
and 18. Well, you know what I've learned, because I work for a company here in that serves in Hagerstown, Valor Ministries, and I learned some history facts about Hagerstown, and mm-hmm. I didn't, you know, I think that plays a lot about why the mentality we have here in Hagerstown with the
it's
racism.
Historic.
It's historic with the black people only stay on Johnson Street, and they had to get permits to leave outside the street of, you know, that
yeah.
street. And I was like, in Hagerstown?
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm from Texas.
You're just 10 minutes from the north.
You know, I'm from Texas. World, I'm like, right? I've seen some serious racist things and some crazy things, but you couldn't get off a street in Hagerstown?
Yeah.
Like, you only allowed, and, you know, and big wigs have stayed in, like, it was a hotel that they had on Johnson Street, and they ain't gonna stay in the
yeah.
hotel. And I was like, oh my God. So I think
that
because
would that be the Dagmar Hotel downtown?
No. But I think that stigma has been generational, you know, that
it's
on you.
You think it's flowed down and
just,
still in 2017, 18,
yeah,
we're still
is.
Dealing with
I
that
think,
here?
I think some people are, I mean, just look at it.
It's unfortunate.
You know,
it's
when
unfortunate.
You do in 2017-18, not just Hagerstown, but overall, some things need to be reverse engineered because a lot of people are perpetuating these stereotypes too.
Mm-hmm.
So you can't say something without getting blasted like you did, Shelley.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what you meant, but then you got to go explain yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Because someone took it a different way. In this day and age, that seems to be the easiest thing to do.
You got to be right. what they you call know. Politically correct, which
yeah.
you know what that is.
But that
yeah.
means more than it meant even 5 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's.
I felt bad because as soon as I found out that Shelley got in office, I started blasting her. Like, this is what we need to do. We need to do this. We need
yeah.
to do this. We need
oh,
to do this.
Typical,
she was like, do you want to?
She's like,
do you want to run for office? I was like, no. I would throw a flip flop at somebody like day one. I'd
Chris,
be like,
we can't
get the fuck out of my office.
No. Chris would not be. Okay. He would be out of business at the woodworking. Business
yeah.
would be closed.
But Shelley, so that was your first day, basically.
Yeah, and you know,
he comes at you.
When I, after, I'm really, I think that one of the things I pride myself on is like being able to absorb and listen.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, so after that incident, the way I looked at him is, you know what, man? Good for you. For coming out here
and
being
saying it,
the representative
speaking your piece.
Of the city or whomever you want to represent, and good for you for standing up to me and said, even though it would, you know, we actually want the he and I wanted the same thing.
We
just
do.
Were,
yeah,
we all do.
You know, it wasn't
matter how you
that
get it.
Way.
Right.
So to me, I'm like, you're the only person that's in this room right now.
Yeah.
You know, as far as being saying like congratulations or. Get
or
out of
anything,
here.
Right?
Well,
you
that's
know what? It's like having an argument with your spouse sometimes.
Yeah.
You know, you're saying the same things, but it just comes, the message is different.
Exactly.
I have that a lot with my husband. So I'm like, we're saying the same thing, dude. But if you just open up your ears and listen a little bit more, you'll understand we're saying the same thing. Right, the Charlie Brown.
That's
what
right.
he hears. I think that's what I hear, too. So we both hearing that. But I think that's what you get sometimes. You know,
yeah.
you really have to break it down, like keep it really simple. And give him that nice kiss of, okay, this is really what I'm trying to do.
But yes. that's the reason politics exists, so you can debate things out.
And
he
did, you know,
see multiple points of view.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He came up to my husband afterwards and he said, you know, are you the husband? And
he was wearing his Anchorman shirt or
yeah,
something goofy, right?
He's the first man.
He's the first, yeah, day one. And my husband said,
he had his red sunglasses on.
And he said, don't take it. You know, he went on about it. And, you know, my husband tried to defend me. And then he said, don't take it personal. It's just politics.
Yeah. I mean,
that's what
you're walking into this,
said.
Right? I mean, yeah.
And, you no. really can't take it personal.
Oh, no.
I mean, if
well,
you take
so,
it personal.
So is he the guy that did this, that had this exchange with you, does he show up at a lot of these meetings? And
I believe so.
So he's
this is
it's par for the course
was,
with this guy, right?
Yeah, I think.
But he's doing what he feels he needs to do, like you do, Shay. You let your politicians know you're local.
Oh, yeah, I'd use my five call apps and my accountable apps every week. They know me. They send me letters.
She pulled the HR card on them, man.
They send me letters all the time and thanking me and in a nice fashion.
I thought you were copying my finger, lady.
Don't call me no more.
Really?
Yeah, but
is it that bad?
But I use it because I, I want
She's very opinionated. And loquacious.
Yes, she is.
Yes, and I want it to be heard. I want to be heard all the time. Yes. And I think I'm speaking for people, not just myself. I talk to other people, and I put it out there, there you go. And hey, got to stand for something, or you fall for anything.
So says Shelly's. Randy Travis.
I like him.
There you go. Randy's a man. Mm-hmm. So, Shelly, we're rolling in. You're in this position now. It's 2018. So what's on your agenda? What do you want to do? What do you hope to accomplish being in the seat?
4-year term. I heard.
4-year, right?
Three years to finish out.
Okay.
Don Munson.
Oh, so it works like that. You got to get reelected and the whole spiel, huh?
Yes, I have to get reelected.
Huh. You got a campaign and all that stuff.
Got a campaign and everything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. See how you feel in 3 years. 2 years even.
Yeah.
Right.
Next year.
Obviously. 6 months. Obviously you're embracing it.
Emily Keller, she's going to whip you right into shape.
She's been a big help.
Yeah.
Right.
She knows how to campaign because I didn't know her at all. Yeah. And now her name is all over Hagerstown.
Yeah. I didn't know her either. I was wearing her button. I didn't. I'll put it on. Whatever. I don't know what's going on. When I first moved here. Okay.
Yeah,
she's cool.
She and I actually, we have a common goal. I think that everyone in the city, surprisingly, does want the same thing.
Which in a nutshell is what?
I think that everyone wants it to be safe and a place that they can be proud of and
productive.
Mm-hmm. I think that they'd like to see more economic development downtown.
Yes.
Yes.
I think that everyone actually wants the same thing. I think that folks that don't probably can just move somewhere else.
Maybe. Well, we were talking about because
Hancock's looking really good.
We were talking about that because before, I get my news through Facebook, Herald Mail Media, and all that's where I saw all your news about you. And of course, here come the comments, right? And you got to do yourself a favor and not read those comments.
Yeah,
otherwise, this would be
trolls. Cry or something.
Especially here in Hagerstown, there's three main Facebook pages for Hagerstown. One of them is what's really going on in Hagerstown.
Yeah.
Fun to read, but it's nothing but trash talking left and right.
And I've been trying to teach myself how to shut people down in an easy manner,
professional
and
way.
Women, the easiest way to shut a woman down is you tell her that you heard about it on Dr. Phil.
Oh,
you go, listen, I heard about it on Dr. Phil, and then they just don't have a comeback at all.
Don't use that line. Ever again, okay? I think that's it.
All women love Dr. Phil. They'll listen to anything he says. So you can just say, listen.
You get a
don't
a
take
zero
it up with me.
In points.
Take
you
it
get
up with
zero,
Phil.
0 points. Don't ever use that. I'm going to have to talk to you after the show. Don't ever use that line.
Hey, Dr. Phil taught me that
single
line.
Single guy. What are you going to do? Hey. Anyway.
You got to empathize. Not use Dr. Phil. But I don't even read that stuff, because
it's hard not to get sucked into and go down a rabbit hole. You want to see what other people's opinions are.
Yeah.
I don't even post anything on Facebook. I don't put a comment. If someone's got my opinion on the subject, they're going to post it. I'll see my opinion flow. Now then I watch them battle it out with somebody else about it.
Right.
But I watch people come at you about you wanting to change the downtown area. You mentioned Baltimore, how they cleaned up the harbor area.
Yeah.
Right? To make it more touristy.
Well, and I had said
and I saw the feedback you got from that one.
Well, is it people like wanting they want to keep the hometown feel, but still want to look
the first
unique.
The first idiotic comment that came out was, we don't have a harbor. That's not the point.
Hagerstown
really needs a beach. I tell you what.
Really, I'm just sick of seeing the eyesores.
I don't
There's
think
so many buildings
beach,
just falling apart around here. Nobody's doing anything about them.
Well,
so just
I'll tell
them
you what we
ground.
Can do. It's the really easy thing is you fix the homelessness issues here to get the
I
people.
I say we just round them all up
Wait
and send them
Where
to
do,
Louisiana.
The
Let's send them to Texas.
Though? How do you fix the homelessness?
We got a lot of homeless in Texas.
There's
don't even send
everywhere.
Them back.
How do you fix it? Even
well,
in a place like Hagerstown.
Some people just want to be homeless. They want to be.
I know that.
They're insane.
So you
help.
Can't help those people that
so what
don't
do you
want
do?
Help. But then you give them tickets.
tickets.
But then what are they going to do with the ticket?
Yeah, they can't pay the ticket.
A lot of people in jail. I mean,
it'd be like Andy Griffith, when that one drunk guy used to just come and lock himself into jail every night, huh?
Right. I just know that it's hard to get rid of some of this stuff, but you can have some serious areas where you don't have the homeless people in there, because I've seen it in a lot of major cities. Mm-hmm. But you're going to have it, but we can do something for the people who don't want to be homeless, right, but they get in those situations. We should come up with a plan with that. That's what I'm looking at.
Shelly, you mentioned making it more, at least the central area downtown Hagerstown, which isn't a big place, but it's big enough, making it more attractive.
Like a Frederick area.
And we've consistently been compared and tried to be like Frederick. And
right.
I mean, I think that we just need to be our own.
Right.
Because it's
a different layout. Frederick is just Market Street. It's great.
Don't need water. Why do we keep going back to water?
Right. I mean, it's just, I think that we just need to be, our own city and create.
Mm-hmm. Well, we do. We do have all the history here. We have the trains.
Right.
In downtown Hagerstown, it is what it is. You know, but it could be so much better. And you mentioned that, and you mentioned moving.
Well, I'll say it. I just think that, in my opinion, mm-hmm. social services building, let's just talk about the social services building.
Yeah.
My idea mm-hmm. was to move it out of the
Central
Arts and Entertainment District, which is what that is deemed, mm-hmm. and move it to where WIC is, mm-hmm. which is where the county market, old county market, used to be. So WIC is already out there. There's a there's a behavioral health out there. Mm. So why not make it convenient?
All of that should be in one place.
Why not? Why not make it a one-stop shop for those that need? WIC is the number one resource that people that need social services, that's the number one resource. Mm-hmm. There's all that free parking.
Right.
There's all of that. I mean, it makes it so much better because not everyone that needs social services is right downtown and around the corner that they can
walk.
No,
this place is so spread out.
Boonesboro, Smithsburg, and parking is at a premium. So why not make it to where it's completely convenient? And the logistics of that are, I don't know, can you do that? I'm not sure, but it sure makes sense.
Make an effort to try. Lay it out,
When I go, I like to be in Walmart, which I don't prefer, but whatever. But if you want to go to Walmart, you can get everything.
There.
Mm-hmm. You can get your tires changed and you can get
cheese.
It's
just the convenience factor of it. Right. No, absolutely.
I mean, I'm all about the convenience. I believe that all the courts should be around each other not far from the police department. I mean, that's how I am. And you have different little hub areas for the police department because they have these little substations. But this is what I'm used to, coming from a real urban area. Mm-hmm. If you want to look like the urban area, you need to do some of the things that they do and see what they've done to, make it better for
We're being compared to Frederick. And Frederick, to me, I lived there for a year before I came up here to Hagerstown. It's really just that one street, Market Street.
Yeah.
It's happening. But it's happening. And it is what it is. It's lively on a Friday and Saturday night, even during the week. So I'm not sure. I can't remember where is their stuff concentrated in one place out in Frederick? Or is it spread out too?
They just moved. They're moving or about to move their social services out a little bit farther. But they're on their main entertainment, arts and entertainment district.
Right. No. So you fired that shot. You said that. And I know the flack you got for saying that. It's like, well,
but I want to make it, and that's the thing.
The same people complaining about what you said are the same people complaining there's nothing to do around here.
Right.
The same people complain that there's,
Right.
They're crapping all over the arts and entertainment district. What little block that is right here.
Right.
It is what it is, though, and it's nice. There should be more of that going all up
and
down
Potomac. It should be spreading. Instead of
down
shutting
Potomac,
down
North
and changing
South.
Names constantly.
Yeah.
It should
to,
be spreading like a,
Well, and then you got some people are not, you lived in California and lived different places.
Right.
And you lived Florida and everything. I don't know if you lived other places than here. But if you come and if you born here, raised here, you only know this.
Right.
But if you've been, like I said, I grew up in Dallas, Texas, and I was born and raised, but I went to other cities.
But trashing her idea it just seemed like those are the same people that are from here.
They're from here.
It's
and
like,
they don't know.
You guys got to get out of this funk. You either want to do it or you don't.
Right.
I think
right.
I was able to articulate well enough.
Right.
I got what you were saying.
I've been here most of my life, and the things that I don't like are like the little mental. I notice all the little mental shit around town.
Like
I used to live up on the North End, and I'd have to drive through town every day, go down Route 11 down Pennsylvania Avenue, mm-hmm. and I go down and hit Potomac Street, and you pass this billboard, and there's a big picture of a homeless man on the billboard. And it's an ad for, I don't know, whatever that shelter is there or something like that. But who wants to live in a town with a homeless man on a billboard? Mm-hmm. It's depressing. You're just riding down through there is just depressing. And what? Who are you advertising for? You're just letting the homeless people know that their building is here? I don't think they care that there's a billboard there. They're not driving by. They're not looking at it.
Right.
And all these, there's, and then every other billboard in town is nothing but anti-abortion ads.
Yeah.
And then you got the guys out here, they stand in the middle of the street and they with their things and all that stuff. It's like, come on, just.
Well, you got that in every city with the abortion city.
But
abortion.
Not in the center of town where you're driving through and everybody's looking at it.
You'd be surprised.
The volume has been turned up on all a lot of that stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, the message out there.
Where I'm at, if you go to a place called in Lemon Avenue, the Oakland district of Dallas, Texas, that's where it was abortion clinic there and they have their protests. But it is a really
prominent
area where, like, you living in. You're probably making $300,000 to $400,000 a year there, but it is, you know, you have your protesters out there and everything like that.
Well, wouldn't it be nice to ride through town and see a big Hub Show billboard?
Yeah, of course.
That would be a whole lot nicer than seeing.
But I understand you don't want to see anything depressing.
See a picture of a fetus with a knife sticking out of it or something. Some of that stuff's nasty.
You need help.
Nobody wants to see that crap.
Cause accidents.
Nobody wants to see that crap.
So
when you're going to the mall,
so you have to try
to get a new pair of shoes.
About that. We're sitting here in 207 South Potomac Street. This is the Elliott Bester House, built in 1750. And our man, Devontae Dinkins.
Well, shout out to Devontae.
Shout out Devontae, Legit Management.
One of these days, I'm going to meet you.
It happened, my man.
He's the man around town.
We're in his building. He owns 240 across the street.
And some more buildings.
He's looking at some more buildings up and down South Potomac. So he's trying to do something with this area right here. So he's all about what you're talking about. I'm all about what you're talking
about.
I want to see something happen in this area, this immediate area.
Right. Anyway. I mean, I remember he talked to me when he was talking about getting this campus. He wanted to change the lights where you have a real nice street post lights and have it lit up. And
he has ideas, you know?
Have ideas to make it, you know, the beautification of.
I want to make a cereal bar. I'm obsessed with the idea of a cereal bar.
Cereal bar?
Mm. First time I ever heard about this. When Kellogg opened one up in New York.
Really?
Yeah, you go in. Imagine that. You got all these tanks on the wall, and you go in and go, give me
Frosty
half
Flakes.
Fruity Pebbles and half, half
like
blueberry.
Sweet frog,
and put strawberry milk in it. And really? Yeah, that'd be badass, wouldn't it?
It would be.
With the campus at USMH and their expansion.
They can use that, right?
I mean, that's
cereal bar.
That's the next big...
The Canfield cereal bar.
Yeah, the cereal bar. The Canfield cereal bar.
Now, you know what? You done put it out there. Now people are going to take your idea and run with it.
Nobody in this town's got any motivation to do anything. We're all sitting in this room.
That's why Shelly's here. So, Shelly, back to Shelly. So, there's that idea about the downtown. What you're from here? You were born and raised around here, correct?
I was born in Jacksonville, Florida. We moved here when I was about 10. So,
okay.
And then
so,
back and forth. Yeah, crazy.
But you did junior high and high school here?
Podcast day.
you did junior high and high school?
I graduated from Williamsport High School here. I came back from Southern Maryland, divorced family.
And, I got you.
In my junior year of 11th grade, in my junior year, third marking grade of my junior year, and then graduated from Williamsport. And have been here.
You've been here since? Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay.
Did you go to school, college out here? Did you?
I did not go to college.
Okay.
I was fortunate.
You made something happen, right?
I did.
You did. Right. You and your husband, you own and run.
I own McIntyre HVAC and Electric.
Okay, awesome. Shout out to McIntyre.
Thank you. Thanks.
How long have you been doing that?
We've owned it since 2010. So
not too long. I mean, eight years.
It hasn't been too, feels like an eternity sometimes, but it's.
You was doing that before then, though, wasn't
he? No.
Mm-mm.
What's your husband's name?
2010.
Bill McIntyre.
Billy Mack.
To you. Is that it?
Billy Mack.
Yeah.
Billy Mack. Okay.
All right. Are you Shelly Mack? Yeah. Shelly Mack and Billy Mack?
No, sure. No.
Mack and cheese?
Just go with it.
Which one's the cheese? I bet you Billy's the cheese.
Yes. I know.
You know what, Chris?
It makes you a noodle.
Yeah.
Hey, whatever.
Okay. You know what? You need help. Y'all all need.
So
we're trying. Yeah, yeah, I'm actually in the process of my minority business status. So that should be coming because I am.
Mm-hmm. You own it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going getting through
them
that too.
Getting them tax credits.
I have my interview coming up. Yeah. So
oh, awesome. Yeah, I'm doing the I'm doing the beginning phases, so I'm all excited.
It's exciting. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So, you know, I think that that's part of why I felt like I was a good representative.
Well, why not? You own a business. You own a business. You know, you contribute to this place.
Well, I've just been through a lot of what everyone else, you know,
right.
I was on public assistance with my family when I was younger, mm-hmm. and I know mm-hmm. I'm just...
It's our turn. It's our turn anyways,
feel,
right?
Well, you know what?
Out with the old, in
with
the new.
I tell people, you know, if you don't understand the frustrations unless you really did. And I think because you've went through it and you went through a lot of battles, I'm sure, you know, with a divorced family and going through that and understanding how social services treated you when you had to use the services. Because let me tell you, I'm the first one to say when I was working and I think I was making... Mm-hmm. A little bit above minimum wage, and I had two small kids, and I was raising them by myself. I just said, okay, I only had $50 left at the end of the month after paying all my bills and doing what I can for my kids. Mm-hmm. And I went to social services, asked for some food stamps, and they said, oh, you need to sell your car. What? That's my transportation to get back and forth with my kids and the work. Like, I can't, well, we can't help you get, you know, sell
your
car.
You gotta be really...
And so,
crawling on your knees,
basically, and then
right?
I see the girl with her brand new hair and her brand new nails and all her brand new gear, and she telling her friends, they chit chatting about how they this and that, and I'm like, where do you work at? Oh, I don't. And I'm like, okay.
Yeah, it's so weird. I don't understand that.
And so I get upset. I mean, I'm sure you had those frustrations.
Well, I was actually a child. I was young. This was when my parents got divorced. So I was the child.
Of
I was
that.
Your children.
Yeah. Of that situation.
It was, so I was, you know, I was the other side. Like, I was, you know, because I didn't
want. You're my dad.
Yeah, I didn't want the help from my parents. Because, of course, my mom could have bailed me out, but I wouldn't have learned anything from that. I needed to do the struggle to learn, you know. And like I said, I didn't need it for that long. I said, can you give me 3 months? You know, I'm going to transition to another position and everything like that. And I think when you talk to people, say, you know what? I understand your struggle. Mm-hmm. And, you know, maybe we can figure out how we can create a program to help those transition people out.
There's a line that you have to ride
right.
where you get help or you don't get help. And you were just above that don't get help line.
Right.
So you want to like fade the line, right?
Yeah.
You want to spread it out so that you can get a little bit and get a little bit on this side. Take a little bit over here and give a little bit over here.
Why do some people get in that situation? They it's like a never-ending cycle.
Well, you know what I mean? Now the people that get in this never decided
they
just need
to. They don't want to get off of it.
No, it's probably because they're not educated how to get out of that cycle.
Right.
You know, financial literacy is something I always tell people to teach. You know, you need to understand it. If you learn only to do paycheck to paycheck,
right.
then that's what you got to do,
right.
paycheck to paycheck. Or, you know, like what I used to say, you write a check to cover a check, and then write another check to cover that check, and then hopefully Paul and Bill won't match up because it'll bounce, you know?
Yeah.
So you don't want to do that, you know? But if you're, you know, sometimes you can be retaught some things and learn the right education for those things.
This
and
is coming from the master. Look at that rock on her head. And the watch she got there.
You know, you don't have to go through with college to learn it.
All that bling.
You know, financial literacy is really prevalent. So, yeah.
A good mentor is extremely important. And I think that, you know, if someone can find that mentor, you know, to get them to believe in themselves and to have pride and to, you know, do something to better themselves, whatever that is, whether it's,
Well, I mean, people not want to get out of it. It kind of goes back to what we're talking about, Shelley. People who respond to you on Facebook and whatnot. It's like this town has got a funk. It's got a cloud over it that no one either want to do something about it or you don't. You know, it's like you guys want this place to get better.
Yeah.
You can't crap on the arts and entertainment. It was an effort. It's still there. You know, it's what you make of it. You know what I mean? I don't know.
Well, I think that there's unfortunately such a the perception that it's unsafe and, you know, people feel unsafe.
Yeah.
And
I understand that.
And I have heard it time and time again as to why they don't go downtown because they don't feel safe. And so what does that mean and what can we do about that in order to change that?
Hey, if all the people that felt unsafe actually went there, then it would be a safe place to be.
Which is why I said, you know, and again, this is,
you
know, it's
you just have to outpopulate the bad people. There's only a couple bad people in the bunch.
People, you know, so more events, you know, when the Blues Fest is going on, you know.
Yeah, that needs to be here downtown. They did it out in the park last year.
That is, you know, that's an expense to the city. And, you know, there's a lot of things that go on.
Into it.
The logistics, yeah.
When there's like an event.
I always wonder why Blues Fest isn't like integrated into the city.
Why
is it not in the streets and just all over the place?
Before they put it in the park class, I went there 2 years ago, and it was downtown.
Yeah.
It was great. I thought this was awesome.
Put one person in each bar and, you know.
But doing Wine Down Friday every weekend. Why not?
Yeah.
Why not? Why?
Because at this point right now, what Wine Down Friday would mean what, though? There's only many places open.
You're shutting down basically South Potomac. Right. So, you know, again, does it have to be where you shut it down? I mean, again, people feel safe in crowds. So when you bring people downtown and you're
That's what all the successful districts do.
Frederick did it.
They actually shut off the city block. Like in Fort Lauderdale at Riverfront, they actually like barricade off the roads. You can't turn down there after a certain hour, and everybody just walks around and does whatever they want to do.
They do it at the Virginia Beach.
They do it at Inner Harbor. Yeah. They shut off Restaurant Road at Inner Harbor.
Yeah.
You know?
Why not get people comfortable to... Right. Come downtown.
So safety, you're going to get a lot of pushback from putting up the
barricade. So safety's the issue.
But whatever.
I mean, obviously making it attractive to open businesses and to have people come down comes with the safety factor.
And I mean, which ties into, of course, you know, back to addiction, you know, and the epidemic that the entire country is facing.
Not just Hagerstown.
It's everywhere.
It's everywhere.
And
I don't know nothing about this. I don't know what you're talking about. What is this? So, what is this addiction?
Which one?
So I think that's they all tie together. All of them tie together.
Because all the addicts are downtown?
Not necessarily.
I don't think so. No, but
I think that it creates that safety, and you know, there's no treatment facility.
Mm-hmm.
In order to get to the day reporting center, you have to be a convicted criminal, or at least so
check some boxes off your life before you can get help.
A lot of so I think that unfortunately causes all of the other parts, you know, when it feels unsafe and you're worried that
so this is what's happening.
Yeah.
All right.
So I mean, I sit on the board of directors of Brooks House. So, which it's very important to me and to educate. And, you know, I met with the general manager at Hager Hall today because the Garden Plaza is obviously a big concern of Hager Hall and the fact that they're losing business over, you know, the Hager Hall not doing what they should with keeping their tenants and cleanliness. And, and it affects Hager Hall. So I think that
when you got this nomination and you got in like 3 weeks ago, have you had a good chance to do things look different to you now?
Yes.
Than they did the day before.
Looking from the inside.
Did you see things that you didn't know existed before?
I definitely today, whenever, you know, we're talking about the fire and EMS and all that stuff, and I'm like, oh yeah, that's right. That's something else that we gotta do. You know?
Right, the list is long, right? And just as town like Hagerstown, the list of things
the
agenda
is
long, huh?
And kudos to the people within, you know, the people that I've met and I mean, they all have a common goal to make it better, whether they agree with what I think or they all want the same thing. So
Just differently,
you know?
Okay.
Well,
inspiring.
Well, do you think, though, if you get some of the communities in to do some type of committees and to get new and creative ideas?
Oh, yes.
To that, I know I work with a girl named Takesha Martinez, and she's about peace circles, and she worked with the community, like the city councilmen, and with community and do advocacy to make sure we're speaking the same language and no one get all upset and get they panties in a bunch. But get, you know, your point heard and their point heard and very neutral. You know, maybe incorporating some of those type of things.
Can that ever be neutral, though? I mean, the way things are,
HR is neutral.
Oh, yeah.
I'm neutral.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm neutral.
Whatever.
Right.
I am very neutral. Okay. I listen.
You hear both sides?
I hear both sides. Okay. I take no side but the policy.
Okay.
By the book.
Since you've been in and you went to
Chris, you're fired.
The council meeting today and all that, what is the biggest issue on the plate right now?
The budget.
The budget. Yeah, I heard him talking about that.
Mm-hmm. The budget.
Did you do the idea?
Not yet. I haven't been able to look at... We haven't seen the proposed budget. Right.
All right.
I've been looking up many ideas in other different towns of mm-hmm. our size.
How they do it.
Mm-hmm. Trying to reach out and get new perspectives.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. I think that's the biggest concern is... Right. You know, when businesses move out and you lose that tax revenue,
that's less money for us, right?
That's how the city makes money.
You know, they need to attract new businesses. I know we talked about it before. Amazon even thought about coming out.
Why? No, Amazon didn't think about it. No one threw their hat for Hagerstown onto that list of 238 cities.
Yeah, why is there no, like, Fortune 500 companies anywhere near this place?
Well,
you know, there's no Bank of America. There's Bank of America in Japan, and there's no Bank of America in Hagerstown.
And that's always been a thought, you know, why not get, like, a big corporate, you know, somebody corporate to come downtown and maybe, you know, or why not take some HCC classes, you know, like, bring an HCC hub downtown?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Why but, not?
Because it was University of Maryland.
But is there, does it matter? I don't know. Is there a conflict?
Well, it shouldn't be.
There's enough empty buildings to put that in there.
I just feel like that would be, my gosh, can you imagine how helpful that would be to have like a community college, like a satellite building?
Yeah.
Not the University of
Maryland. Not to have to go all the way out to Robinwood.
Well, especially for people that live on this side of town. Yeah. That want to better themselves. Yeah. And I have all of these things that I think of and whether they're.
Oh, you know, I like.
And how to make them happen.
Right. Because.
Well, I tell you,
it's weird.
Right? You need a magic wand. Right.
I'm just a lady that really wants to make it better, and so you know.
And you know, and you've been here long enough to see, you know. It's funny because you know I don't live here in Maryland, Hagerstown. I live in Pennsylvania, but it's funny because when. You know, it's a big thing between the North End and the South End. And I heard a lady say, I only live in the North End. I'm like,
I saw that post too.
What do you mean you only live in the North End? Yeah. Like, oh no.
This town's not big enough to be split into two halves.
I've heard that though since moving here. Since I moved to Hagerstown like 4 years ago. And I live on what's considered the South Side. I live off of Sharpsburg Pike. Mm-hmm. So my kids go to the South High School and the E. Russell Hicks. On the South Side. And we heard all that, too. Yeah. Oh, you want to be on the North Side.
Forever. That's just
I don't even understand it. Like, it's not...
This place isn't big enough to be that divided.
You said this is the Bester home, right?
This is the Bester... Elliot Bester house.
Elliot Bester. So that probably has something to do with Bester School.
Yeah.
Right.
Who is E. Russell Hicks? Does anybody know who that is?
I think you're going to have to Google that, Chris. I think
we need to get Ken Buckler back in here. He'll tell you, man. Yeah. He will rattle off all that information.
But, you know, it just killed me because you have that mentality of you want to live on the North End and the South End. I'm like, oh, who cares?
Yeah. And I do think that, you know, those Facebook pages, the what's going on in Hagerstown, the what's really going on in Hagerstown.
They're important. They're good.
I think that
good source.
I think that they've caused a lot of animosity among the citizens.
Social media, man.
Social media in general, but I think that sites like that,
poison.
Without the positivity, just doesn't.
That's an empowering. Yeah, you need to be empowered.
Because you know what? Nobody wants to read positive stuff. They want to read nothing but negative. Yeah. That's the human mind, right? The human nature.
No.
So everyone, I mean, no.
No, I don't want to look at negativity all day.
Well, I know. That's what I'm saying. But that's what Facebook is all about. And Twitter and everything else. It's just.
It's upsetting.
Finding someone who disagrees with you
depressing.
And you beat them up verbally. It's like, okay.
Yeah.
You say something to people on Facebook you wouldn't have the guts to say to their faces.
That's what I call it. I say you hide behind.
You hide behind your keyboard warrior.
Exactly. Talk to me in person.
Computer
let's talk.
Muscles.
Computer muscles. I like that.
Yeah. So we're going into 2018. For you personally, what are some of the things you want to do? If the list is that long?
No, I don't know if the list is that long yet.
I should have told you to prepare yourself before you came here.
Well, you don't have to answer that. You can wait and see.
Yeah.
You can come back to us in about 9 months.
Yeah, see where we're at. I mean, I'd like to,
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's so many things.
Yeah.
To fix. You know, I guess it's trying to figure out where to start.
Well, you mentioned addiction. And is it the
Brooks House,
right?
Correct.
So you want to see more emphasis on... Helping people,
absolutely.
For the opiate addiction, especially. I mean,
what is the focus here in Hagerstown on that? Is it? It needs help. It needs.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yes, I think that we have a lot of women, a lot of men who, you know, with overdoses. And I mean, my idea for to have a recovery coach,
okay,
if you will. Mm-hmm. So when and someone overdoses and they take them to the hospital and we don't, there's no place for them, there's no rehab facility or anything like that. So then why couldn't we have a recovery coach, a volunteer of sorts, to follow up with that person and find out, you know, give them some guidance and some mentorship in order to try not to have them go down the same path, much like what you were saying before, you know, where you have to
get educated, yeah, and then follow up,
outreach.
Yeah,
right. Outreach. You know, I would love to see a recovery coach, you know, program. Mm-hmm.
This just in. Russell Hicks was an American film actor. He appeared in nearly 300 films between 1915 and 1956.
What's the E for, Eric?
He lived in Edward. Edward Russell, Russell Hicks. Born June 4th, 1895 in Baltimore, Maryland, and died June 1st, 1957 at age 61 in Los Angeles, California.
Wow. He should have gone with Edward Russell.
And they named an elementary school after him in
Hagerstown.
In Hagerstown. How about that? He must have made his way through here.
It's a middle school, isn't it?
Is it a middle school? I don't know. I don't go to these things anymore.
Middle school.
I'm beyond schools.
Maybe middle
school. So over that.
Look, you know, I think that you have some good ideas. Now, do you have any plans? Like, I know you have kids, right?
We have four between us. Mm-hmm. The oldest is 26, mm-hmm. and then there's a 24-year-old. My son is 24 and my daughter's 22.
Oh, so they're all adults. So how do they feel about,
yeah, how they,
you know,
how they react to this?
You know, you
they
going,
were, I mean,
they were stoked.
They were so proud.
Okay,
it was
good.
Just, yeah. I mean, to, I don't know. I was always the mom. I was always, you know, just working and doing, mm-hmm. and I don't know, go into a bunch of games. And,
oh, I know yeah. the feeling. Know,
I helped paint your house while you were at a bunch
yeah,
of games.
Yeah, so there's that. I mean, so I think that they were just really excited for me.
Oh, good. You know, awesome.
I have a lot of ideas and some opinions. So mm-hmm. I think that to tell them.
You got the millennial right. advantage,
sure, sure.
too. So,
I do.
So you have that advantage to how the millennials, because let me tell you, I have a kids, they're grown adult children, you know, and I have a 23-year-old and a 21-year-old. And it's funny because when you listen to them, like, my kids don't like to go grocery shopping, and they like, oh, I can do Home Chef, or I can do, you know, yeah. Amazon has groceries
Blue Apron,
now.
Blue Apron, right? You buy it yourself.
And so, and I'm like, but, you know, once you go with mom to, yeah,
yes.
mom, just order it online. So it is so funny, you know, so their idea, you know, and I'm sure they're probably going to run it past you after I tell you, they want to do the Whole Fresh thing, and so Whole Fresh can have their groceries there, so they just pick it up and go,
mm-hmm.
you know.
There's no effort in anything anymore, man.
Hey, I love when Target
or
Kmart has my items right there at the door. So
I love the convenience.
I love the convenience,
for sure. But I do think that when you go to the grocery store and there's like already cut up zucchini and, you know, like for a stir fry. I mean, come on. You know, like all those pre-packaged.
Lazy.
Is it part of
the fun of making it?
No,
I have yourself?
The chopping and all that, the carpal tunnel hammers to the night.
What? Carpal tunnel.
Yeah, I got all of that. So I don't even care about the chopping.
Slice and dice from Shea Lewis.
It's fun. You know, it's fun to play with food. Come on.
Well,
I deep fried an egg the other day. I went through like a whole box of eggs trying to figure out how to deep fry an egg. It blew up in my face and everything the first time. I was like,
Chronicles of a Single Man.
As soon as the egg hits the grease, it just blows up.
The Facebook Live of all this.
So then I decided to take the egg and I put it in a ladle. Mm-hmm. And then I dipped the ladle in the oil and then pulled it back out real quick. And it worked out perfect, except the bottom of the egg wasn't cooked. So then I put another one in the ladle and laid it in the grease and let it sit there for like a while until I thought the bottom was cooked.
This is what you
and
do,
then dipped
Chris.
It again. I did this like, I don't know, 6-8 times. Then I was like, you know what? I'm gonna hard boil an egg. I hard boiled the egg.
And then
I rolled it in pancake syrup and then deep fried it and turned it into like this little egg ball of goodness. Yes. Oh, it was delicious. It was awesome. Egg? It was awesome.
Have you ever had or made a Scotch egg?
No, I just learned about a Scotch egg.
Okay, they're delicious. Because
I told somebody, I put on Facebook that I deep fried a hard boiled egg, and somebody was like, oh, you got to make a Scotch egg.
Scotch egg is amazing.
Yeah.
Well, you know what, Chris? If you have all that time, we can need to talk. I got some things for you to do.
We're going to bring the Hub Show to Chris's house.
I know, right?
Go Facebook Live in the kitchen with Chris.
Right? Oh, the best one. I do all this stuff when I get drunk. Mm-hmm.
You're around grease when you're drunk?
Yeah, Chef Boyar Canfield just whipping shit up and Boyar taking Chris. Shots of Fireball. But anyways, I took I took a sausage link, and you take the sausage link and you chop it up into little bits, mm-hmm. and then you roll that in pancake syrup and put with a toothpick, and then you just drop it in until this pancake syrup like puffs up around it, and then you got yourself these little sausage bites.
Do you call those sausage
like,
bites?
You can like
you can't come up with a better
like
name
dip
than
them
that.
In the syrup and then roll them in powdered sugar. Oh, it's amazing! It's amazing.
I don't think I can eat that.
I don't know if I was drunk or if it was.
I think it was just delicious.
You go right to the kitchen and just
start. Sounds
too
syrupy. Yeah. Oh, I can't.
You know it's a good night when you wake up and there's nacho cheese all over your shirt.
And syrup all over your face.
Only Chris Canfield. Only Chris Canfield. Chris Canfield.
Evolutionary design, folks. He wants to build your cabinets. Fry your eggs. There you go.
Well, good thing how you don't have any employees because that's been an HR nightmare.
All right, well, hey, while we got you here, Shelly, we purchased a copy of the Hagerstownopoly board game. And to whoever made this game, we have questions for you because this is pretty new. Number one, on this board.
Why is the Hub Show not on there?
That's for the next edition.
Okay.
But where the hell is Crumpy's?
Yeah.
Where's Crumpy's Donuts?
Crumpy's. Hartle Subs should be on there.
Yeah,
they've been around here forever.
Hagerstownopoly was made by a company called Late for the Sky out of Cincinnati, Ohio.
Well, apparently they don't know nothing about Hagerstown.
Oh, we got
why would they be
South
in Cincinnati?
South Burnham Boulevard, East Franklin Street, North Potomac Street.
No South.
West Washington Street. There's no Jonathan Street.
They don't even know. That's the hard.
You gotta have a permit to put Jonathan Street on the map.
All right. Well, our goal here is to get South Potomac on this board and the Hub Show.
That's
okay,
right.
But Crumpy's Donuts should have been like.
What happened to is the Coca-Cola plant on there? Remember?
I don't know how you would word it, but you shouldn't have called it Hagerstownopoly because Hagerstown does enough of that stuff, like Augusttoberfest. Like, why not just have it in October and call it Oktoberfest like every other fucking city in the world?
I don't know. They just have to be different.
There's something about August and isn't there with the Basel, Germany?
I have no idea.
There has to be.
I'm German.
Well,
do
you think that in
are you really what, German, Jay? Or you
different in August
German
is actually American. In October?
Just like your Shea Allen Lewis. African American.
Why would you do that? We could just have it in October.
I don't know what I am.
When everybody else does.
All right, then.
August Fest.
Yeah, have it call it August Fest.
Sorry.
Just like it's not you. It's Chris.
Yeah.
He's drunken.
I don't know.
Drunken.
Syrup
bites.
What's going
sausage
on.
Bites?
Sausage bites.
Sausage bites. Better name for those things.
Yeah.
Man.
We're going to serve those at the cereal bar.
Oh, good. So okay. Hagerstownopoly, Hagerstown, Hub City, we're here on the Hub Show. We had Shelly McIntyre.
Been property taxes on there?
Oh, of course, man.
Come on.
Is it on there?
Property taxes on there. Yeah.
They got something that says it's big fun. Where's the big fun in Hagerstown?
It's $200.
Yeah. That's supposed to be Crumpy's, the big fun? Sure.
Yep. Are they priced that wrong? Because property tax is actually $300
to
file
it. On three sides of the board, the thumbs up thing.
Oh, it's called Big Fun.
Big Fun. Bluesfest?
Blues Fest, Crumpies, and Hartle Subs.
Jonathan Street.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Interesting that the party ticket is $75 and the property taxes are $200.
Right. I mean, hey, it costs $300 to file property tax.
It's very...
Right?
Right?
Talk to Shelly. That problem?
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, wow.
Hagerstownopoly. All right. Well, hey, Shelly, we want to thank you for coming on here and talking to
us.
Yes. You know, it's kind of probably too early in your little... political career here to even get into all this. So can we come back and visit you in about 9 months to a year, see where you're at,
absolutely.
How things are going?
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, because we want to know what we can do to advocate for
you.
to get Hagerstown better. I mean, that's my goal is to make it better. You know, make it
that's
safer.
What the Hub Show's about.
Get it cleaner.
Hub City.
Get people energetic, involved. I mean, I'm all about community building communities and
small town.
And next
USA,
time you don't have to dress so fancy. This is just radio. Nobody can see you.
A lot of meetings.
Nobody can see
Chris
you.
Had to shake the sawdust off before he came in the
Look
building.
At me. I'm covered in caulk and I got a Band-Aid on my finger covered in electrical tape.
And a TV.
She did.
Yeah, I had a lot of stuff going on.
So this has nothing to do with the Hub Show.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
But I decided that I would be somewhat professional.
All right.
I appreciate that.
We appreciate it. Awesome. I dressed down.
Yeah. Dressed down. Well, do we ever dress up? Yeah.
Next time I'll know. I'll be in my pajamas or something.
Yeah, come on in.
Just feel like your house.
Hagerstown, I'm... Yep, that's Walmart at 3 in the afternoon.
Oh, please, no. Please stop doing that, people. Please stop going out in public in pajama pants.
I've seen guys in their
pajamas. Stop
in Walmart.
Wear shoes.
I'm jealous that they go out in pajama pants because, like,
I'm not jealous.
No.
They
only
aren't sweatpants either.
Super comfortable, but I still would never do it. But.
No.
Right.
Ugh.
No.
Only time I go out in my pajamas is I'm sitting there waiting on my kid to come out. I have a 16-year-old.
Yeah, outside the house.
And I'm sitting there in the car, and I'm waiting. Beep, beep. Come on. I got to go back home.
Well, yeah. Just get rollers in her hair.
No, I won't do the rollers. I won't do the rollers. Sorry. No rollers.
Wrong era.
Wrong era.
70s kids, not...
Right. No. My mother didn't play that.
More than hair salons where the big cone comes down over her
head. Yeah. Good times.
No, but I will have my hoodie on, like the other moms. But, you know, I'm just not getting out of the car.
Hurry up.
No.
All right, Shay. All right, again, Shelly, thank you for coming on.
Thank you for having me.
We'll see
me.
You here again. Thank you. The Hub Show. This is Small Town Talk. Again, if it happens here, it happens wherever you are out there. You listen to us. I want to thank you for checking us out. Hub Show Podcast. This is Jay for Shay, for Chris.
Like
for
us Shelly on Facebook.
I keep forgetting all that, don't I?
Yeah, you do.
Yeah, I do, huh?
Like us on Facebook.
Instagram.
Tell us on Instagram.
About it. Share it. Yeah. Spread the word.
Please.
We're going virus now, and we're trying to go viral.
Chris, Shay, Jay, and Shelly McIntyre, I want to say later.
Peace.
You've been listening to The Hub Show from Hagerstown, Maryland. Podcasting and broadcasting about everything local you need to know with your host, Jay Heisch. Join us on our next podcast. Coming soon.
Hey, this is AJ.
And this has been with Small Town Mentality Podcast. You can check us out on all social media platforms at Small Town Mentality Podcast. So get on there, click like, and follow us.
And help us out by subscribing to Small Town Mentality Podcast on the places you get your podcasts. Podcasts? What, you don't have a place to check out podcasts? Well, try TuneIn or Stitcher. We're also on iTunes and Google Play.
Come check us out. We're funny.
Yeah.
Yeah, a little bit.
I'm funny.
We're going to leave this in.
All right.
Okay, thanks. Bye.
Bye.